Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what an avatar is? An avatar? Most Americans will recognize it as the title to a science fiction movie. But perhaps you'll also be familiar with the computer-generated avatars that we use every day. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines avatar like this: an electronic image that represents and is manipulated by a computer user in a virtual space, as in a computer game or in online shopping sites, and that interacts with other objects in the space. You know, a friend of mine sends me text messages with little figures that look like little people, sorts of avatars that have her eyes and her glasses and her hairstyle and other facial features that are very similar to hers. Have you seen those? Have you seen people send you those? I'm sorry to say this, but the avatar is a little more flattering looking than my friend is. But that's precisely the point, isn't it? Avatars are supposed to enhance us, make us appear better than we really are. In 2007, Brad Paisley, the country music star, released a hit song called Online. Online. He sang about a middle-aged, overweight man who still lived in his parents' basement. But a marvelous transformation occurred every time he sat down at his computer and went online. He sings, Cause online, I'm out in Hollywood. I'm 6'5" and I look dang good. I drive a Maserati. I'm a black belt in karate. And I love a good glass of wine. The refrain of the song says it all. I'm so much cooler online. So much cooler online. That's the real allure of avatars. They make us look cooler. They hide our imperfections. They make us appear younger and richer and funnier. But all the while, the real us remains hidden in the basement of our parents' home. Really in the basement of our hearts, where no one sees us. No one knows the real me. They only know my avatar. You know, when I prepare couples for marriage, I give them this advice. I say, the worst thing that can happen to you on your wedding day is that you marry a stranger. You may fall in love with an image, an avatar, that is merely a mask, but you have not gotten to know the real person. Everyone wants to look like the perfect 10, but we're not. On the other hand, the best thing that can happen to you on your wedding day is that you look at each other and say, "You know, honey, I know you're not the knight in shining armor, but I want to marry you anyway." How wonderful it would be for someone to know the real me. Warts and weaknesses and weird habits and all, and still want to spend their life with me. Real love is always based on real knowledge of another person. And that's only possible when we stop hiding behind the avatar. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Transfiguration, which Pope St. John Paul II added as the fourth luminous mystery of the Rosary. In a sense, you could say the Transfiguration is about Jesus sort of dropping his avatar for a brief moment so that the apostles could see his glorious divinity. Now let me add that Jesus' human nature is not really an avatar. Jesus really is a human being, tempted like us in all things, but never sinned, as it says in Hebrews 4:15. But today, Jesus wants his apostles to see his divine nature, his glory, his Godhead. Why? Well, because Jesus doesn't want them to fall in love with a stranger, but rather that they would know the real Jesus, God and yet man, eternal but also temporal, all-powerful and all-knowing, but also growing in wisdom and age and grace. As it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Jesus invited them into the depths of his heart, into his basement, you might say, so they could see the depths of the mystery of Christ. Romano Guardini, a particularly insightful theologian, wrote this: "The greatest of all graces is to love the Lord with a heart fully conscious of what it is about. To love not only our dear Savior in the impersonal sense which the phrase so often has, but Christ himself, corporeally and spiritually, as one loves an irreplaceable person to whom one is bound through thick and thin." In other words, don't just love Jesus' avatar, the Jesus of pious paintings, but love the real Jesus. That's what the Transfiguration teaches. True love is only possible where there is true knowledge of the one we say we love. My friends, what are the avatars that you hide behind? That is, what are the masks and the mirages, the disguises and the deceptions that you use to make others think you're so much cooler than you really are? Has the rise of social media, Facebook and Instagram, Tumblr and Twitter and Snapchat and so on, actually caused us to hide behind the social media avatar and made it harder to love other people? You know, it's funny how easy it is for me to text someone on my phone, but then I find it very awkward when I'm standing there face to face with that person. Does that happen to you? We need the lesson of the Transfiguration and invite people into our basement, into our hearts, so they can see the real us, or else they love only the avatar. Sometimes priests can hide behind the Roman collar. It's almost like an avatar of authority, but also can be of alienation. Many years ago, a close priest friend of mine committed suicide which stunned everyone who knew him. Even though everyone loved him, he left behind a note that said, "I didn't feel as if anyone loved me." He needed the grace of the transfiguration to allow people to see him in his basement, in his heart of hearts, to see the real him. During World War II, many Germans changed their names to sound more American. They hid behind the false name almost like an avatar. We use avatars so people will think we're so much cooler than we really are. Most of us are not 6'5", live in Hollywood, drive Maseratis, hold black belt in karate, may not even look very dang good. But God made each of us precious and irreplaceable because he made us in his image and likeness. And if someone doesn't love you for that, maybe their love is not worth having. Praised be Jesus Christ.